Wells Without Water, written by J. Davy Crockett III, read by Chris Leonard. Some news reports grab your attention and will not let go, particularly when it involves some desperate situation that affects masses of people. We see many such epical forces going on now, with massive flooding across the South and the United States, resulting in widespread property damage and loss of life. Yet, a few hundred miles away, in California, America's most populous state, parches in prolonged drought. Reservoirs are desperately low, and the usual sources of replenishing the water supply, such as the mountain snowpack and spring rains, have not materialized, resulting in the worst drought in California's history. Severe mandatory water restrictions are being imposed. Agriculture, so important to California and the rest of the nation, will be severely curtailed because of lack of water for irrigation. Water for landscaping, lawns, and recreation will be reduced or eliminated in an effort to conserve precious water of basic needs. Aerial photos of California's reservoirs, rivers, and streams show the devastating extent of the dry conditions. Today, it is a situation where they have wells without water. In a quiet moment, hopefully all of those affected by this catastrophic condition will ask, why? What could these extremes possibly mean? While these physical conditions are being endured, there is another kind of drought that is also causing great suffering and intractable problems. The United States and most of Western civilization is experiencing a spiritual drought. Spiritual principles and codes of conduct that guide society for millennia are being abandoned. Aberrant behavior and perversion are being promoted and accepted as normal by a large segment of the population. The resulting wave of evil conduct is drying up spiritual reserves, affecting all levels of our society. The assault on traditional marriage is mind-boggling, and there is intense pressure to accept transgender and bisexual behavior as normal. The resulting horrendous physical health problems and lingering psychological damage are ignored by the media and the proponents of these behaviors. While this deviant activity has been brought to the forefront in recent times, none of this is new. These same conditions existed in the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can read the account in Genesis 18. God finally had enough and destroyed those cities. Do such activities actually affect our living conditions? The Bible plainly says that it does. Deuteronomy 28 contains the promise of blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience of God's way of life. It even includes the prospect of drought. For example, in Deuteronomy 28, verses 23 through 24, "And your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed." Many other verses in various places show how God uses the weather to accomplish his will. The Apostle Peter commented on the condition of spiritual drought brought on by evil actions this way. "These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error." 2 Peter 2, verses 17 and 18. We have compassion for those who will suffer from the extreme dry conditions in the western states. Yet, there is an even greater anguish for those who will suffer and perish because of sinful lifestyles. God is very merciful to forgive those who will sincerely repent and change their ways. Again, Peter made it plain in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This message of warning and call to repentance is the purpose of the work that we do at Tomorrow's World. For those who heed this message, their souls shall be like a well-watered garden. Jeremiah 31, verse 12. Learn more about how God will bring humankind to repentance. Order your free copy of Prophecy Fulfilled, God's Hand in World Affairs today.